Welcome to the Business Shop Podcast, where our guests speak on meeting the challenges of entrepreneurship, as well as offer tips and advice on business, marketing, technology, and more. Whether you are a newbie or a seasoned professional, this episode is for you. I am your host, Audrey Wiggins. Let's chop it up. Hello, Chop Squad. Are you ready to be inspired? Are you ready to fulfill your life's purpose and walk in your greatness? Our guest today is Dawn Earhart Witte, and she is certified to do just that. She is an entrepreneur, author, international speaker, and philanthropist. Dawn has a mission to inspire people around the world to find their purpose and live it. She is a certified life coach and the founder of the Desire to Inspire Foundation. I love that. It's a nonprofit organization that connects with communities around the world to break cycles of extreme poverty. Nadine, welcome to the Business Job.
Thank you so much for having me, Audrey.
Knock out your competition with All Together Marketing. We elevate your brand. Take a stance with your business name, logo, the tagline, your colors, even the fonts for your business, and then jab left with your website, jab right with core values, back up with product experience, and bring it on with you. Visit alltogether.biz and let us help you create a knockout brand. Let's hear a little bit more about Dawn before we get started. She's also penned several books, including Be, which imparts an important message about perseverance, purpose, and putting kindness out into the world. Though she's involved in many projects, Dawn's most proud of her role as a mom of two daughters. Nurturing their hearts and spirits drives a deep desire to do the same for children everywhere. And Dawn is doing exactly that through Desire to Inspire and purposeful trips around the world, providing much needed assistance in the form of clean water, education, clothing, food, books, and love. Doesn't the world need love? Yes. It was after her first trip to Africa that Dawn fell in love with the community there and saw for the first time what she wanted her life's work to be. Today, the foundation is in the process of building two community centers that will combine real-world training with transformational life coaching principles to help people discover and use their talents to support themselves, their families, and their communities. Dawn, again, I'm welcoming you again. There's a lot more I'm going to be sharing about you throughout our conversation. But how did you get started? I know it says that you took a trip to Africa and, you know, again, inspired to help people around the world. But somewhere along the line, you know, did it happen to you first? Well, did somebody inspire you and just brought up what was already in you, perhaps?
Yeah. Yes, it's been a journey, right? I started Desire to Inspire before I went to Africa for the first time because I thought, you know, I know so many people doing amazing things in the world. They're rescuing dogs, they're helping unwed mothers, they're helping people with cancer treatments. And, you know, we turn on the news and all we see is a negative story after negative, like a whole hour's worth of negative stories back to back.
Yes.
And I thought, you know, those negative things do happen in the world, but there's also amazing things that are happening. So I wanted to share those stories. And when I went to Africa, I saw people that were struggling to feed themselves, yet were taking 67 children. You know, Susan in Sierra Leone, when I met her, she was 23. She was taking care of 31 girls, you know, and all of these things. I thought, you know, I need to share that with the world, because when I want to complain about the weather or whatever is happening in my life, I look at like real struggles. Mm-hmm. And I say, you know what, that inspires me to not complain so much and to be the change I wish to see.
Absolutely. And that's true. Because, you know, when we get out outside of our own backyard, like you said, sitting here complaining about this and that, and it becomes trivial. Not that those things aren't real for us, but it's real for us. But there's somebody else, like you said, is suffering some, you know, real just everyday human existence challenges. It's one thing, the pity, but then let's pick up our books in our hands. What can we do to help make a difference? And I really love that. What else do you, you know, you're doing
With the nonprofit, though, with the desire to inspire. So how do you bring that? It's one thing to have your nonprofit projects that you're doing abroad. So how are you doing that and inspiring us here stateside?
Well, I love that you just asked that, because I met somebody from Ohio, a friend from Ohio, new friend, and she's doing some work with the educational system in Ohio. And so I just wrote my second little, it's called The Little Book of Belief. It's my second children's book. Okay. And we're going to see what we can do with maybe getting that into some kind of programs in Ohio. And then, you know, I want to get it to as many. One of the things that's really important to me, no matter where a child is or any person, but especially children, is that they know that they matter, that they know that they're here for a reason and that there's something special within them and that somebody cares about them. In the human, on this human earth. And so that's why I do all the work I do and desire to inspire the work in Africa for sure with those children who are struggling for basic necessities. But, you know, every child needs to feel like they're loved and that they matter, because they are.
How do you help entrepreneurs? Because once we get out of our own shells, then we have room to be philanthropists. We have room to coach. And not it may not be our business, but that may be what we do in the sort of the afterlife, or what we do when we go home, so to speak, from our offices or our labs or studios.
You know, I always say to people, and I really believe this, you know, we get to choose how we show up in every situation. And so you don't have to go to Africa to feed children, or you don't have to rescue animals to make a difference in the world. Every interaction we have with every single person is an opportunity to add more love and kindness into the world. You know, smiling at somebody, making them laugh, complimenting them, you know, just seeing them and acknowledging them in a beautiful, kind, loving way, instead of, you know, the cranky, criticizing, yelling, you know, rudeness that we see all around us. So we all can do that in no matter what we do as a vocation in this world. We can all make the world a better place. And I think if we all did that, the world would be a better place.
Yeah, absolutely. Why shouldn't we live our lives in fear?
Fear holds us back. You know, fear keeps us from chasing our dreams and going for our dreams. And as a life coach, one of the things I help people with is overcoming limiting beliefs, because I had a lot of those. I still do, right? We're all a work in progress. But there's that negative self-talk and those things, those ideas that society and the world put into our heads that we learned and we believe about ourselves. So I'd want to help people overcome those things, because everybody should live into their highest and greatest potential. It's a beautiful place to be.
Yes, absolutely. And piggybacking on that question and answer then, so what are those recipes for a great life?
Oh, well, kindness, kindness and love. I think those are the two things that I think I hold highest.
Okay.
And, you know, like caring, not just about yourself, but knowing that we're part of a great, like we're all connected. We're connected to everything, not just each other, but like the earth and the animals. And, you know, so everything is connected. When we realize that, everything we put out into the world is an energy that will come back to us. So, you know, and back to the fear thing, I just want to address that a little bit more. My dad passed away in 2000. He had a heart attack the day after Father's Day. And he was in Ohio, and I got to talk to him on Father's Day, because it was Father's Day, and I was going to go visit the following week. So the last words I got to say to my dad was, "I love you, Dad. Happy Father's Day. I'll see you next week." Wow. So I'm grateful that it happened the day after Father's Day, because I might've went like a couple weeks or a month without talking to him. But because he was 63 years old, and because of that, I used to be afraid of flying over water. I would never go to like an island or anything, because I was like afraid of a plane crash or whatever. Mm-hmm. And when he passed away, I said, you know what? I am not letting fear keep me from living, because he died mowing the lawn, you know? And so that's how that really made a huge imprint on the way I see the world and the way I live my life.
That's a great model to follow. And again, you may be talking about extreme poverty, but then you over here talking about extreme loss, and that's apparent. And either way, that the same outcomes, as far as, you know, deep inside of us, you know, love, caring, fear is on both sides of that, because there's a fear of unknown. But what can we do to make a difference in our own lives so that way we can make a difference in somebody else's life? Thank you for sharing that. Absolutely. So there's, I know you wrote your book about B, and, you know, it looks like you're going to have another one. So what is that really, what is that about? Because I know it's B and then dot, dot, dot.
It's B, dot, dot, dot. The dot, dot, dot to me represents possibility. Okay. You know, we get to choose who we are in the world. And I have 7 words. And if we all could choose to focus on these words and be these words, I think we could all live happy, fulfilling lives, and then also make a positive impact in the way we show up in the world. You know, so it's be love, be kind, be genuine, be strong, be happy, be inspired, and be and grateful. Be grateful. How could I forget grateful?
Because you're living it every day. You're always grateful.
I am, because I woke up this morning, you know, and I think when we look at life like that, and again, I have so much to be grateful for. There are people all around the world that are struggling with something or another, right? And so we're very blessed, and I never forget that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we can definitely. So is that in the series, or the Power of the 7? Is that in the one book?
There, that's B. And then there's the little book of B, which it's this little book. And I've given out 2,500 copies of these to children in the United States and in Africa.
Wow.
I'm up to 10 books now. The one, my latest book is my children's book, The Little Book of Believe. And before that, I did a book collaboration with 18 authors from around the world, 8 different countries represented. And it's called Believe, a collection of faith, hope, and love. And there are stories that people share about, like, how they came to their faith.
Wow. Okay. All right. That's awesome. We definitely need to get in there. Where can we find your books?
They're all on Amazon.
Okay.
And if you look up Dawn Earhart Witty, they'll pop up.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay. So definitely Chop Scott, let's, you know, do a good old search there on Amazon for Dawn Earhart Witty, and let's grab her books for sure, so we can inspire ourselves again, so we can inspire some other people. It's contagious. I mean, you walk down the street past a stranger and you smile, they can help us smile back. If you speak to somebody and you raise your hand, it's like this automatic thing. Why is my hand going up too? It just automatically happens. Oh my goodness. Yeah. So we do spread love and gratefulness around the world, and get those Power 7 going in our lives. I think it would be a great thing, especially as entrepreneurs. Sometimes that can be a lonely road, and it can definitely, it's definitely, I could be, but it definitely is challenging, just to say the least. But if we can get ourselves to a point where we're taking care of ourselves, and again, I know I've said it already, you've said it too, then we can do something for somebody else. It's all, always believe that philanthropy should be a part of all of our lives, but we shouldn't wait till we think, you know, we have enough to give as far as finances, you know, money goes, but start with where we are with everything that we do. Start where we are. So if that's $5, and maybe the next time, you know, down your journey, you can get 500 or 5,000. But then our time and talent, like you did, once you went to Africa and came back, you realized there was something tangible that you could do, that you can offer people.
Yeah, I actually just got back from Africa. I was there for 2 weeks. Okay. I went to South Africa for a conference. It was amazing. I met amazing people. And then I went to Uganda, and I got to see, oh, my kids, all of these kids. And it was, it really, one of the places that I went to visit, one of the homes that I went to visit, I walked in and they showed, it was shown around. And as soon as I walked in, my picture was hanging on their wall. And I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, to know that you're making that kind of impact for children. I had not met them before in person. And that really just was like, wow, I am making a difference. Even though I get frustrated, I'm not making as big of a difference as I want to. I know I am making a difference.
Yeah, yes, you are. And then if you just duplicate yourself by showing up on podcasts and through your, you know, through the desire to inspire, you are creating other people. So you're extending your reach through others by teaching your message. So definitely you're doing more, but you're doing it through us, through other people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for that opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. So if we had to sum this up, what would be your message? So there would be two messages, one that you inspire us with, and what would you want us to do?
Well, I think what I mentioned before is like in every interaction, you know, when you go to the grocery store, ask the cashier how she's doing. You know, the person behind you in line, or when you're at the post office, or in traffic when you want to be yelling at somebody. You know, don't.
Hey.
You know, I know. And you know what? It's made my life. I live in Los Angeles, and traffic here is crazy, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm driven in traffic.
Right. So instead of complaining about it, or, you know, calling people stupid or a jerk or honking my horn, I just don't do anything. You know, I just like, you know, whatever. Because life is too short to be, you know, angry and frustrated and putting out negative to others.
Right.
So do that. Every your neighbors, check in on a friend if you know you haven't heard from them. You know, make people feel loved and special.
And how can we get in touch with you and learn more about you and work from you?
So my foundation is desire2inspirefoundation.org. That's our website. And then I have my coaching website, which is thesecretsofbeing.com.
Okay, the secret of B-E-N, B-E-I-N-G?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So Chop Squad, get in touch with Dawn. She's left her websites. Definitely get involved and let's elevate ourselves so we can help elevate someone else. And you may think, well, what does it have to do with entrepreneurship? It has everything, because relationships make the world go round. And if you want a successful business, we're going to have to change our attitudes and, you know, pick up the power seven and let that be a part of our daily lives. And then we'll be able to help someone else.
Thank you for listening to The Business Chop. We hope that you were able to glean valuable information from our guest and that you will download and share this podcast. Your rating and review is much appreciated. To go deeper with our guests, please visit their website and social channels. To learn more about us, please visit businesschop.info or altogether.biz, where we will help you expand your brand.